bunch of terrible stories. And every once in a while, there's a good story. A good story comes out. The guy who got away with rape got his today. Kobe Bryant is a god. I'm here in Charlotte, the home of the team that originally drafted him. Maybe he wouldn't have raped that chick in Denver if he had stayed in Charlotte with the Hornets. But anyway, the point is, dude, it's like,
people, that didn't go over well. I'll put that right there. It just didn't go over well with people. Ari.
No.
Good morning. This is Wednesday, January 29th, 2020. And today, surprise, surprise, I'm on my way to work. And don't got much to say today besides whatever I need to say. And I still wanted to talk about Kobe Bryant because, you know, I have legitimately went to work two times, right, into my place of work, my corporate office, and I have not heard not one mention of Kobe Bryant, you know, and I don't know, I think it's more, maybe more poor people who are feeling the hurt because, you know, I don't know. For example, I was de-stressing a little bit yesterday. I played a game called Heroes of the Storm from Blizzard, and you know, I like to get that on that, you know, every once in a while, but you know, I don't want to overdo it, you know. I've gone, you know, it's very easy to get sucked into that game, and I'm just too busy, I don't have enough time, but you know, I was de-stressing. I was playing a little bit of Hero League, Storm League. Oh, shoot. And, we were drafting, you know, so if you haven't played Heroes of the Storm, what you do is you can play a quick match. You know, you could pick whatever hero you want, do a quick match, and soon enough you'll be in a game with four other people on your team, and you know, against five other people, you know, and the objective is, so each map is different, each map has a different objective, but generally, and mostly all of them have, it's like a tower defense, each have a home base, right, like the old ages, right, you have your castle, and then you have your moat, right, you have your gated stone walls, so the objective is to break through the other person, so both teams have the exact same opposite setup, right, there's a castle on each side, 5 versus 5, and you break through the walls, then you know, you kill teammates, gain experience, and whoever breaks the other team's wall, you know, castle down, main castle, because there's different, like, roads, they're called lanes in the game, but we can call them roads, there's 1, 2, 3 roads, or 1 or 2 roads, and you have to go down these roads, and each road has maybe a small fort, fortress, right, and so, you know, you have to break the fortress before you actually break the main castle. You know, so it's a long, drawn-out game. It can take anywhere between 15 to 30 minutes, depending on how good your team is and how good the other team is, you know, and what player composition you have, right? Because it's a team game, right? It's not you. There's very few characters that you can actually carry and win a game alone with, and even then, there's plenty of counters. You have to play. Everything has to match up. Like, I've played matches where, you know, I get 30 kills and I don't die once. However, I was playing against a pretty pathetic team of people who maybe didn't have enough damage or didn't have a tank. And I guess I won't be able to help you out here because this is big ass. So I'm just going to go forward. I hate these Utah streets. Like, this lady expect. Someone's got an accident. Hope it was worth the Starbucks. She literally was 1 inch away from an accident. All to get some, apparently some Starbucks. Oh, man. Shit like that annoys me. Just be patient. So yeah, this game, I was playing it, so maybe I talked a little bit too much about this game, but essentially, in the, if you play the league, the rank matches, you have to draft, right? Like, one person drafts, the other person drafts, the other team drafts, back and forth, so you have a team, and then in between the picks, there's different heroes, different characters that you play. That you cross out, watcha, right? You ban them and they can't be selected by either team. So if you have a hero that's countered by a particular hero and you absolutely don't want them to go against each other, you know, you ban that hero and or you have your the leader of your team ban them if you're not the leader. But anyways, the point is, we're doing a draft, and someone said, "Rest in peace, Kobe Bryant," but they spelled it in a stupid way where it was apparent that they were trying to make light of the situation, and then they proceeded to say that they didn't like, or they didn't even know who Kobe Bryant was, or that he was a basketball player until 3 or 4 years ago. And then this other guy proceeded to say, "I don't give a fuck about Kobe Bryant, you know, like, he's just another man, he's just another man who's dead, there's all, you know," and me being a troll decided to say, "No, well, Kobe Bryant, how dare you say that, Kobe Bryant," and, you know, and this is all being typed out, you know, but, "How dare you say that to Kobe, about Kobe Bryant? Kobe Bryant was a great man." And then I said, and then he said one, his sentence, and I was like, "No, there are good people in this world and there are bad people. Kobe Bryant was a good person. Your dad was a bad person." And then he proceeded to say I was an asshole and that what about all the innocent people that died. And yeah, there's all these innocent people that died, and that's sad. However, Kobe Bryant was a kind of guy who was doing, who was bigger than himself, right? He was a multimillionaire. He was a central, he was a key figure, a component of Latino and Black unity. You know, I can't think of many other power, you know, millionaires, you know, people who are in a position to make a change, who are intermixed, like, have an intermixed family like that. You know, he was quintessential for any Latino's future, being an African-American, right? He had a vested interest to the Mexican people. He donated a lot of his money, a lot of his time to give back, you know, his daughters, you know, he was still raising them, he was still influencing them, you know. So for him, for people to just say that, I don't know. I just did it. I don't know. And I don't feel like I reacted in a good or bad way, you know, but what happened next is I was, basically kicked out of the match, you know, and I haven't looked into this. I was so pissed off after that, that, you know, I had to take a break. So, basically what happens when they kick you out is you're put into a status where you're marked as a leaver, right? So I left because I was kicked. I don't know if someone in the match I was playing with was a admin or something and was able to do that. I don't know if there's a system that triggers you to be kicked if enough people ban you, you know, report you. But basically, they started getting mad because I was defending Kobe Bryant, you know, and I wasn't really defending him. You know, I was just kind of speaking facts, like, you know, if it was just any other, you know, person, and I heard, you know, because okay, so let me tell you a story of how I heard the news. So I was getting ready to visit my parents, right, and I see an alert on my, a notification that had happened maybe an hour or 2 hours ago, because I don't look at my phone that much, and, it said helicopter crash in Calabasas or, you know, whatever, and, that something dead, you know, and at that time, I don't think I even mentioned anything about Kobe, or maybe I didn't even read that part, so I was like, wow, that's sad, you know, I thought about it, I processed the information in my head, and yeah, you know, it was sad, but then, you know, I just didn't really say who was involved, so it went to the back of my mind. I was driving to my mom's house, you know, and it was foggy, man, here in Salt Lake. You had very low visibility, and this was the day before as well, but this Sunday it was particularly bad, and I just remember thinking, wow, this is insane, like, you know, I don't know what's causing this, but, you know, and I even remember looking at, you know, like, what's causing this fog, you know, and, apparently it was, more widespread than I thought. When I got to my, mom's house, you know, they were all glued to the TV, my mom, my dad, and my brother, my big brother, and, basically they said, you know, I was like, what's going on? They're like, oh, the guy died, and I was like, oh, what guy? Like the basketball star, and I'm like, oh, what the fuck, what basketball star, you know, me being a basketball aficionado, and they said Kobe Bryant, you know, and I immediately was like, what the fuck, I couldn't believe it, honestly, my jaw, like, dropped, and I just had to, like, confirm it on my phone, and then they were like, you didn't know, like, you know, what, you know, and it was just insane how everything came to light to me. You know, and I remember that same day just seeing the fog in my neck of the woods. And now all the reports there, you know, and he was giving special permission to fly and all of this. You know, what's going on? What really is going on? I don't know. But I am at work, so I do want to give my closing statement here. I wanted to mention that yesterday I called Kobe Bryant an anti-hero, and you know, that's just because I'm driving, I'm often paying more attention to the road than what I'm talking about, you know, and what comes out is more subconscious, really, and you know, I called him an anti-hero, you know, maybe an anti-protagonist would have been more fitting. I don't know my words too well, but, you know, he's not an anti-hero. I looked it up after the fact, and I pretty much thought maybe that was it, but, yeah, so basically an anti-hero is someone who, is the hero but lacks the qualities that you would think that makes someone a hero. So, you know, you have, like, let me think of an example. Like, maybe, you know, a bad guy killer who is also a robber, so steals from the poor or whatever. Wow, my heart is starting to hurt for some reason. I hope I don't have a heart attack today, but my, you know, my day is about to start. And I want to end this on an even note, so I'm just going to wait a little bit. Funny, because I got to work at the exact same time, but it was a lot shorter drive today. So it's just funny, like, you know, sometimes you leave a little bit earlier and it doesn't matter because you still arrive at the same time. But yeah, nonetheless, rest in peace, Kobe Bryant. This trilogy, this three-pointer for you. I hope, you know, I don't know. I hope everything works out for the world.